This is the Aviat Merli of the 12th of May 2024. Original date, the 30th of November 1999. In order to pass with honours, accumulate and increase your account of all the treasures and become full. Which gathering is Babdada seeing today? In today's gathering, each of you children is the highest and richest with all imperishable treasures. No matter how rich the richest people in the world are, they are only the richest for one birth. It is not guaranteed that they would remain richest in that one birth or not. Even if they are the richest in the world, that would still only be for one birth. Whereas you say, with faith and intoxication, that you are the richest of all for many births, because you are full with all the imperishable treasures. All of you know that with the effort of this time, you can earn a great deal of income in just one day. Do you know how much you can earn in one day? Do you understand this account? Because you have experienced earning multi-millions at every step, the saying has also been remembered. Therefore, by knowing the Father and his knowledge, and by having remembrance of him, you are able to accumulate multi-millions with every step you take in one day. Therefore, however many steps of remembrance you take, you accumulate that many multi-million-fold. Is there anyone else who can earn such an income, or who can accumulate these treasures in such an account? Is there anyone else? Just go on a tour around the whole world and have a look. No one, apart from all of you, can accumulate as much. This is why the Father says, stay in the elevated awareness of your fortune of having been made so elevated by God. You know your treasures, do you not? You know about your treasure of the present time, of how elevated the time of this confluence age is. At this time, you can take whatever attainments you want from the Father, because you are those who have all rights. You are taking them, are you not? Have you received all your rights or not? Each of your elevated thoughts is such a treasure. Time is also a great treasure. Your thoughts are elevated treasures. All the powers are also among the greatest of all treasures. Each and every jewel of knowledge is such an elevated treasure. Each virtue is such an elevated treasure. People of the world also believe that at every moment, each breath they take in remembrance of God is worthwhile. Therefore, let even the breath of all of you be worthwhile and not wasted. The right to success is merged in every breath you take. However, Babdada has distributed all the treasures to all of you children equally. You have all been given the ways to attain these equally. Babdada doesn't give someone one-fold, another tenfold, and others 100-fold. The bestower who bestows all the treasures to all of you children, gives them equally as soon as you become Brahmins. However, it depends on you as to how much you increase these treasures or waste them. Each of you has to check how much you accumulate and how much you waste throughout the day. Do you check this? You definitely have to check this, because these are not just for one birth, but for every birth. You need to accumulate for many births. Do you know the way to increase? It is very easy. Just continue to add a zero. When you remember the point, zero, you increase them. In terms of physical wealth, when you continue to place a zero after the number one, the amount continues to increase. In the same way, just as each soul is a point, and the Father too is the point, so the drama that has passed is also a full stop. That too is a point. If you remember every treasure with the awareness of the point, a zero, you will continue to accumulate in your account. You have experienced this, have you not? As soon as you put a full stop, you stop wasting your treasures and begin to accumulate and increase them. Do you know how to put a full stop? Do you sometimes try to put a full stop, but instead of putting a full stop, you put a long line? Is it that instead of a full stop, it becomes a question mark? Or instead of a full stop, it becomes an exclamation mark? The way to increase your account is to put a full stop. And the way to have wastage in your account is to draw a long line, a question mark, or an exclamation mark. So which way is easiest? It is to put a full stop. The way to do this is very easy. You just have to have self-respect and remembrance of the Father, and be able to put a full stop to anything useless. Bap Dada told you earlier that every day at Amrit Vela, you must put a tilak of the awareness of these three points on yourselves. Then none of your treasures will be wasted. All of your treasures will continue to increase at every moment. Bap Dada looked at the charts of all of you children to see how many treasures you have accumulated. Baba looked at the charts to see every treasure. What did Baba see? Up to now, your accounts have not increased as much as they should have. Your time, thoughts and words are being wasted. While you are moving and walking around, the importance of this time has not emerged in your awareness as much as it should. If the importance of this time constantly emerged in your memory, you would use your time in a much more worthwhile way. You are spending your time throughout the whole day in an ordinary way. You are not spending it in a wrong way, but in an ordinary way. Similarly, the thoughts you have are not bad, but they are wasteful. Each of you should check yourself for 1 hour. How much time in every hour do you spend in an ordinary way? How many ordinary thoughts do you have? You are not accumulating anything at that time. And when Bapdada continues to send you signals, you try to reassure Bapdada a great deal. You say, Baba, I only have these few thoughts and no more. I just have a few thoughts about this, etc. I will become perfect. I will become okay. It's not yet the end. There is still some time left. Therefore, I will become perfect by then. However, Bapdada has repeatedly told you that you must accumulate these things over a long period of time. You say, my account of accumulation will be full by the end. I will become like that when the time comes. It is only when you have been accumulating something over a long period of time that it will last you for a long time. When you are asked what inheritance you will claim, all of you say that you will become Lakshmi or Narayan. If Baba were to ask you to raise your hands if you want to become something in the Silver Age, none of you would raise your hand. But when Baba asks if you want to become Lakshmi or Narayan, then all of you raise your hands. If you have been accumulating these treasures in your account over a long period of time, you will receive your full inheritance. If you have only accumulated a few treasures, then how would you receive your full inheritance? This is why from now on you must accumulate all the treasures as much as you can. Don't say, it will happen, they will come, and leave it to the future. You have to do this now. This is determination. When you sit in remembrance at Amrit Vela in a good stage, you promise in your heart that you will do many things such as this or that. You say that you will show wonders and that you will do certain things and everyone will see that. That is good. At least you have elevated thoughts. However, Bapdada says, now put everything you promise into practice. Don't just promise something, but put whatever you promise into practice. You have very good thoughts for your thoughts, words and actions. At that time, Bapdada is very pleased with you, because at least you maintain your courage by saying that you will do this or you will become this. Therefore, because your courage is very good, Bapdada is pleased to see that. However, when it comes to putting something into practice, that only happens sometimes. It is very easy to make a promise, but to keep your promise, it means that you have to put it into practice. There are many who make promises, but you become number wise in keeping those promises. Make what you practice equal to what you think. Make your practice identical to your plans. Are you able to do this? Businessmen have come here today. You businessmen know how to do business. You know how to accumulate wealth, do you not? Engineers and scientists also do everything in a practical way. Bapdada calls those of you who come from rural areas rulers, because if you didn't do that service, no one would be able to carry on. Therefore, you people of all three wings who have come here, put everything into practice. You are not those who just speak about it, but you are those who actually do everything you say. So all of you souls, keep your promises by actually putting those promises into practice, do you? Or are you those who just make promises? At the time of making a promise, you please Bapdada by showing him your courage. Bapdada has a file of the promises each child has made. It's not that there are no cupboards or places to keep the files of your promises up there. Bapdada sometimes switches on his Alokic TV. He doesn't keep it on all the time. He switches it on sometimes and is able to hear everything. He also listens to whatever you say amongst yourselves. This is why Bapdada says, transfer the waste into your account of accumulation. To be a Brahmin means to be someone who is alokic. The importance of Brahmin life is very great. You have many great attainments. The self-respect you have is very elevated. To belong to the Father at the confluence age is the greatest multi-million-fold fortune. This is why Bapdada says that you need to realize how important each of your treasures is. When you give talks, you speak of so much praise of the confluence age. When someone asks you to speak on a topic of the praise of the confluence age, for how long are you able to do that? Are you able to do that for an hour? Teachers, speak. Those who are able to do this, raise your hands. Acha. Are you able to give such lectures? You speak of this importance of that to others. You also know very well how important this time is. Bapdada isn't saying that you don't know how important it is. Because you are able to tell others this, it must be that you know it yourselves. It is just that it becomes merged. Your awareness of this is in an emerged form, sometimes to a greater extent, and at other times to a lesser extent. Keep this awareness emerged all the time. Constantly let your godly intoxication emerge. You shouldn't say that you have to become this or that. It should already be in your awareness that you are this in a practical way. You do have faith in this. But that faith would be shown by your spiritual intoxication. Therefore, you should be constantly experiencing intoxication. You should have the spiritual intoxication of knowing who you are. When this intoxication has emerged in you, you will continue to accumulate treasures at every second. Therefore, because Bapdada examined your accounts of accumulation to see what you have accumulated, he is asking you to pay special attention. Time is going to come to an end suddenly. Do not think that you will be told in advance when it is to happen, and that everything will be fine at that time. Who is the teacher of those who take the support of time and think that time will put everything right and make everything okay at the right time. Is it time or God himself? What would you say to someone who has not been able to be made perfect by God himself, but has been made perfect by time? Is time your master, or is God your teacher? According to the drama, if time teaches you to transform yourself, or you transform yourself on the basis of time, then because time is your master at that time, Bapdada knows that you will receive your reward according to that. Time is waiting for you. You should not wait for time. Time is the creation, and you are the master creators. So your creation should wait for its creators. It is not that you master creators should wait for time. After all, what is difficult? It is you yourselves who make an easy thing difficult. It is not difficult, but you make it difficult. The Father is offering to carry whatever burdens you have. Do you not know how to hand them over? You continue to carry these burdens, and then you become tired and complain to the Father. You ask, "What can I do? How can I do this?" Why do you insist on carrying these burdens? The Father is offering to take all your burdens from you. Because you have instilled the habit of carrying burdens for 63 births, you feel compelled by that habit, and this is why you have to labour. You sometimes find it easy, and you sometimes find it difficult. All of your work should either be easy all the time or difficult all the time. Why should it be easy sometimes and difficult at other times? There must be a reason for that. Is there a reason for it? The reason why you find something difficult is that you feel compelled by your habits. Bapdada finds it very difficult to accept that his children have to labour. He doesn't like it. How could a master almighty authority find something difficult? What title do you give yourselves? Difficult yogis or easy yogis? In that case, you should change your title. You should no longer say that you are easy yogis. Is it that you are sometimes easy yogis and at other times difficult yogis? What is yoga after all? All you have to do is to remember Baba. Nothing can be difficult when you have powerful yoga. Yoga is the fire of your love. No matter how difficult something is, the fire of your love should be able to transform it. Even iron can be molded by fire. So can this fire of love not change a difficult thing into an easy thing? Some children tell Baba many wonderful things. Baba, what can I do when the atmosphere is like that? What can I do when my companion is like that? We are like a swan and a stork. What can I do when I have all of these past karmic accounts? You tell Baba many wonderful things like that. Therefore the Father asks you, What contract did you Brahmins enter into? Did you enter into a contract? You entered into a contract to transform the world. Can those who are to transform the world not finish their difficulties? So what will you do today? You will continue to increase your savings. Those who say that they are easy yogis will now experience themselves to be that. There is no pleasure in sometimes finding something easy and at other times finding it difficult. Brahmin life is a life of pleasure. The confluence age is an age of pleasure. It is not an age for carrying any burdens. It is the age for removing your burdens. Therefore, check the image of your fortune in the mirror of knowledge. Examine it very carefully. You do all have a mirror, do you not? It isn't broken, is it? Do all of you have a mirror? Have all of you received a mirror? Have all of you mothers received a mirror, or has it been stolen? Pandavas are clever at looking after everything. Do you have a mirror? You have raised your hands very well. It is good. Look at the image of your fortune. Then, while continuing to look at the image of your fortune, constantly sing the song of wah, wah, wah my fortune, wah my Baba, wah my family. This family too is wah, wah, wonderful, is it not? It is not that someone is very wonderful and that someone else is a little bit like this or that, is it? No. Wah my family, wah my fortune, wah my Baba. Brahmin life means wah, wah, not hi, hi, the cries of distress. Even when you have some sort of physical illness, let no cries of distress emerge from you. This is also the way to remove your burdens. Is it beneficial or distressing when you are able to reduce your burdens from 10 tons to 3 or 4 tons? Which is it? Wah, my burden has been removed. Do not say, my part is such. Oh, this illness won't leave me alone. Do you have to let go? Or does the illness go away by itself? By continuing to say wah, wah, your illness too will also become happy. Look, the same thing happens here. When you praise someone, you say wah, wah. Therefore you say wah, wah to any illness that comes. Do not ask, why did this come to me? Is this a karmic account for me alone? That illness is nothing when compared to the attainments you receive. When you put your attainments in front of your karmic accounts, what would your accounts look like? How would they seem? They would seem to be something very trivial. The main thing is that whatever happens in your Brahmin life, you must look at it positively. You know how to make something negative into positive, do you not? You give courses on positive thinking, do you not? Therefore, at that time, give yourself that course, and then anything difficult will become easy. The word difficult should not exist in the Brahmin dictionary. Acha, no matter what accounts you have, either with souls or with matter, or with your own bodies. Even the five elements of matter can make you experience something easy to be difficult. Change those karmic accounts with the fire of yoga. Do you understand what you have to do? You have to increase your account of accumulation. Do not speak ordinary words. There are many different feelings and motives, even in your words. You can tell from someone's words what that one's motives and feelings are. Whatever words you speak, do so with soul-conscious feelings and with benevolent and elevated wishes. Let there be these in your words and feelings. Maya's feelings are of jealousy, envy and dislike, etc. Always have good wishes and pure feelings. Is it like this? Check yourself. Check each of your treasures, because you have to accumulate every treasure. The treasure of time, the treasure of words, the treasure of thoughts, the treasure of powers, the treasure of knowledge, and the treasure of virtues. To claim full marks means to have an account full of every treasure. Only then can it be said that you have full marks, that is, pass with honours. Don't think that it doesn't matter if you haven't accumulated enough of a certain treasure. In order to pass with honours, your account must be full of all the treasures. Acha. To those who think that they are able to create whatever type of thoughts they want within a second, raise your hands. Are you able to control your minds within a second? Are you able to do this in a second? If you are able to do this, raise your hands. You are sitting in this atmosphere. You are sitting in Madhuban. The atmosphere of Madhuban is powerful. While sitting here in this atmosphere, are you able to control your minds? Whether you do it in a second or a minute, are you able to control your minds here? Order your mind. Hey soul, become a resident of Paramdham. Then see whether the mind obeys your orders or not. At this point, Baba conducted drill. To all the children everywhere who are the masters of all treasures, to the easy yogis who constantly make anything difficult become easy within a second, to those who constantly make their thoughts, time and actions elevated, to those who constantly accumulate and increase in their accounts, to those who are the masters of their minds and whose minds, intellect and sanskars obey the orders they are given, to the children who are masters of themselves, to all of those who are from this land and abroad, and who are not far from Baba's heart, to all the children everywhere, Bapdada's love, remembrance, and namaste. Blessing. May you become powerful by having the awareness of the highest Father, the highest self, and the highest task, and become equal to the Father. In today's world, the child of a VIP would consider himself to be a VIP too. However, no one is higher than the Father. We are the highest souls, children of the highest on high, Father. This aware will make you powerful. Those who have the awareness of the highest Father, the highest self and the highest task become equal to the Father. No one in the whole world apart from you souls is the most elevated. And this is why you are praised and worshipped. Slogan: check your subtle attachments in the mirror of perfection and become free. Om Shanti.